Well, typically the best 5 minutes of the day, we'll still call it that, but no Jason Cans today. If you're with us, you know that, yeah, he's got the gastric bypass surgery today at 7:30. I think he had to be there at 5:30. We've already texted this morning because, yeah, I think shortly before 4:30, I let him know that Wordle stumped me. My streak nowhere near Jason's, which is, I think mine was 35. And, you know, even that could give you kind of a, like, wow, I'm a smart cookie. And then Wordle got me. Yeah, got me today. Not happy about that. I'll tell you, I start with the word rates. Rates, which I did get from Jason. Rates, R-A-T-E-S. And went from there, and I, you know, he's got a typical second and third word, which he followed through. Actually, we interacted because I let him know. I came a letter short, and that he got it in five. So I'm glad for him. As we were texting, I'm like, I wouldn't want you having to be stumped on your Wordle heading into surgery at 7:30. So anyhow, thank you, Keith and Owen and others who said praying for Jason with this laparoscopic surgery. And trust that it'll be done well and be successful. I said, I'm praying for it to be the best surgery that Dr. Tim's ever done. So, go get him. All right. Well, go get him? Is that... It sounds like it's a game or something. All right. We've got other things to get to here, which is yesterday, scripturally, we did deal with Acts 3, 12 through 16. So, we heard the scriptures. We talked about it. And Jason and I both felt like what stood out to us was the words, you killed the author of life. It's like, wow, what a gut punch, right? Like, man, I mean, it's just that idea, right? In Colossians, through him and for him, all things were made. In John 1, too, right? And through him and for him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Well, anyhow, here is Jason's take from his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, as we continue to work through, you know, eventually, Lord willing, we'll get through the whole New Testament. But here we are, Acts 3, 12 through 16. So here's his pretty lengthy take. Jason interprets those verses, or at least he comments on them. Remember, he kind of, that dialogue, kind of imagined dialogue with the Lord. Like, what are you trying to say here? Peter saw a rush of people coming toward him, and he said aloud, "People of Israel, why are you surprised by what just happened? Why are you gawking at us? It seems that you believe John and I healed this man by our power. Listen, it was not us, but God through us, the same God that you come here to worship, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our ancestors, glorified his servant Jesus, but you betrayed him to Pilate, who tried to let him go. You remember? It was only a few weeks ago. Instead of Jesus, you asked Pilate to release a known murderer. Hear this, by your actions and thirst for blood, you killed the author of life, whom God then raised from the dead. Together with many others, John and I witnessed it all, his life, death, and resurrection. It is by faith in his name that this man can walk. You all know him. You have seen him every day in the temple. He walks now before you in perfect health because of his faith in Jesus." A second paragraph in Letters to the Beloved, Jason tackles Acts 3, 12 through 16 this way. Peter summarized everything that had come before him, leading the people to conclude that it was not he and John, but the spirit of my son who healed the man. He is your power too, beloved. When you try to do everything under your own steam, it leaves you exhausted. Your own power. My spirit is alive in you. Live in the reality of his presence. There's a lot there, but I mean, his name, I guess, is what strikes me. I mean, the power of the healing, right? And it's faith in him. I think about what Paul writes in 2 Timothy 3:15. He says, "From infancy, Timothy, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." It's through faith in Christ Jesus, the author of life, who was killed, but then was raised from the dead by the power of God. Well, this Friday, it is Tuesday. We told you about Summer Smiles tomorrow at Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. Well, this Friday, June 21st, first full day of summer, and our first ever one-day challenge for WWIB's We've Got Your Back campaign, Caleb.
Yes, and this We've Got Your Back campaign, it's multifaceted. And again, we've been asking you the last several years to contribute to the care packages we send to our members of Wisconsin military who are deployed. And it means so much to have that personal touch with your handwritten notes and pictures from the kids. Those really are the star of the show when it comes to the care packages, and we've been blessed to be able to send out thousands and thousands of dollars worth of items and care packages. But we want to do something extra this year, Havel, and that's to help stand with two local organizations that are serving our veterans.
Yeah, and those organizations are Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales.
Yes, and so Vets Fighting for Vets, run by Tony Faulkner, and of course many others, but Tony's a listener from Menominee, and then Liberty Sales, Rick Yoder, you've heard his business Polly Ray's, and his wife Dana Yoder, Vidina Realty here on the air, also WIB listeners, part of our WWIB family, and they run Liberty Sales, which is a tremendous organization, primarily focusing on veterans who have been disabled a lot of times through combat and taking them sailing on the Great Lakes.
In fact, speaking of that, here is Rick Yoder in his own voice talking about one veteran he took sailing.
A young man had snapped his neck bronc riding and became a quadriplegic. And so we ended up taking him and his wife up to Lake Superior around the Apostle Islands, and we took him sailing for a day. The smile on that young man's face melted our heart. And he said, Rick, I just want to say thank you because I've never felt so free in my life. And so we've started taking people out, military veterans, and that's kind of where our heart and our focus is, on military veterans with disabilities. Liberty Sales, liberty meaning freedom, and we use the French word liberty or liberté. And so Liberty Sales for these veterans to focus on the ability of doing something and not the disability. We want to teach them how to sail in the morning, and then we take them and their families out at no charge to them at all as a way of saying thank you for serving our country.
And, of course, thanks to our sponsors, we'll begin the day on Friday with $1,000. And then it's up to you, our great WIB listeners, to help us grow that fund as big as possible in just one day. Because however much we raise, Caleb, we're going to split it between these two terrific organizations.
Yes. So, again, we're hoping that $1,000 will grow exponentially, too. So we're asking for your generosity, and we're letting you know ahead of time that this is coming up on Friday. So you could be thinking about what you might be moved to give to help love and serve and minister to these men and women who have given so, so much to our country.
I'm starting to dream of a number. Like, well, what could we do? I mean, it's just one day, right? But, and this is the buildup, right?
Yeah.
So we're working for that. So, hey, we've got your back, presented by Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership, with special thanks to Northwestern Bank, Will Kill Pest Control, Chippewa Manor, your local Fleet Farm, and Stokes Prockett Munn Funeral Chapel. Again, if you're willing to help us on Friday or with an early gift, Caleb, would early gifts be welcome?
Oh, absolutely they would. And that would be a great impetus going into Friday to say, hey, people are standing with this. So maybe you're gone on Friday. Maybe you're out on vacation or something. WWIB.com. Mm-hmm. There's a big red bar right at the top of the page. It's easy to get to.
And again, yeah, take care of that, right? Exactly as Caleb said. And I've been thinking, you know, what we say, and you hear it so often, is thank you for your service. But this is an opportunity to go beyond just those words. Well, we tell you about our Summer Smiles going on tomorrow at Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, 11 to 1. Also, all week long, we're pointing you toward Friday, June 21st, not just because it's the first full day of summer, but it's our first ever one-day challenge for WWIB's We've Got Your Back campaign.
Again, all one day, as we will benefit two local veterans organizations, Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales, as they serve those who've given more to our country than we can possibly comprehend. We want to join them in thanking and serving our veterans.
That's right. And so we are so grateful to our sponsors. So we're going to begin the day Friday with $1,000, and then it's up to you, our great WIB listeners, to help us grow that fund as big as possible in just one day.
Now, everything given will be divided equally between these two vital local organizations, helping them meet the needs of our vets while showing them the love of Jesus Christ.
And those two great organizations, as Caleb mentioned, Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales. We heard earlier from Rick with Liberty Sales, so now let's hear from Tony with Vets Fighting for Vets. And in this cut, he'll tell you some of his story.
Went into the military and thought I was invincible. And I would say my faith was not strong at that point. Did I believe in God? Absolutely. Did I practice the best way? No. I remember being in Iraq thinking, how am I going to get through this at times? And after our deployment, a bunch of us went to the chaplain and just prayed. And I think that really hit home. I got out, and I don't even think my faith was that strong there. But through family and my wife and kids, my faith base has grown more, and just to serve. And this is who I have a real passion for to help is the veterans, because I am one and I see a need for it.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales, both run by WIB listeners and Christian men and so many others who join with them as well, too. But it's a privilege to be able to help and to serve alongside them in our small way.
I mean, I think you got to meet Tony. And I mean, just in terms of just the couple of clips I've heard, I mean, it just sounds like a great brother in the Lord, tender heart, wants to do all he can. And so it's really awesome for us to have a chance to get behind them. We've got your back, presented by Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership, with special thanks to Crestview Academy of Eau Claire, where's Gala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Economy Furniture, and Bjorkstrand Metal Roofing.
If you're willing to help us again this Friday, or with an early gift for the one-day challenge, please go to wwib.com/we've got your back. As long as you can get to wwib.com, there's a big red bar right at the top of the page to get you to the right place. Thank you so much for helping these two local organizations.
Mm-hmm. Again, on Friday. But again, early gifts are welcome. Just click on that banner at WIB.com. Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show.
And what a great prize today. I mean, I always think our prizes are quite great. But today, maybe you've been waiting around for this. You never know when these might pop up. As your hometown station of OneFest, WWE honored to be part of OneFest 2024, August 2nd through the 4th in Cadott, with headliners Jeremy Camp and Toby Mac, plus Ann Wilson, 10th Avenue North, Rhett Walker, Evan Kraft, Britt Nicole, so many more. And we want to send you and a guest for free with parking, courtesy of one of our great OneFest coverage sponsors. That's A&W, your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Cadott, and their new one in Colby. So thank you to A&W, and your chance to win two tickets to OneFest 2024 if you can answer our Tuesday trivia question. And maybe, just maybe, Havel, we will get the answer to Tuesday trivia on a Tuesday, which has been a rare event so far this year.
We'll see. We'll see.
This is the question. 715-723-2555. Again, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, give us a jingle. 715-723-2555. The question is as follows. There are over 22,000 of these in the United States. There are over 22,000 of these in the U.S. 22,000 what? 715-723-2555. There are over 22,000 of these in the United States for two tickets to OneFest, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants. Again, find them in Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Cadott, and Colby.
Now, obviously, as we say this all the time, I mean, there are over 22,000 of many things.
Yes.
But our response would be, to many of your guesses, that's not what we're looking for. So,
indeed.
What is it that we're looking for?
There's things that we always say. It's what's your name, where you're calling from, and that's not what we're looking for. We may sound like a broken record, but we would love you to call, and we'd love to hear where you're calling from as well.
Well, I think a lot of people want two tickets to OneFest, courtesy of A&W. Let's go to the phones. Hi, as Caleb said, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lena from Prentice.
Hey, Lena, what do you think?
Is it helicopters?
Is it helicopters?
Ah, interesting. Interesting first guess this morning.
Yeah.
Could that be it? Sorry, Lena.
It's not. Thank you, Lena. Call us back. Good to hear from Prentice right away this morning.
Again, there could be over 22,000 helicopters. That's just not what we're looking for. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd from Rice Lake. Shoot, I was going to guess helicopter.
For real?
You were not.
No, I was not. Electric car charging stations is my guess.
Oh, that's a really interesting one, because there's a growing number. Of course, they're planning to put more up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Could that be it? Oh, I just drove an electric car, by the way. My
brother-in-law.
Really cool. Last flight, he's turning 65 in a couple of days, and his last flight as a Delta pilot is going to be from Amsterdam to New York.
Wow.
So I'm thinking of Pat today. So here we go. That's not it, though. Sorry.
It was a big buildup. Yeah. Sorry, Todd.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladysmith.
Hey, John.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, there are over 22,000 A&W restaurants.
There could be.
That's
it. Is that what we're looking for?
Great thought there. Are we tying something in so promotionally? Well, there's a growing number, thanks to our friend here. Could that be? That is not it, though. Thank you so much for that.
Again, your family-owned A&W restaurants. Let me list them again. Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Cadott, and now Colby. Let them know you appreciate their support of WWIB and our coverage of OneFest.
Mm-hmm. The phones we go, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
We're stumping them with the first question.
There they are. Go ahead. Maybe a little breakup in the cell phone. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry, doing our roll call. So, what's your guess?
How about e-bikes?
E-bikes. Yeah, boy, people are really catching on here with, you know, this kind of the cutting edge of what's going on. Could it be e-bikes if it's not the other guess, the charging stations? That's not it either.
Thank you, Sherry. There are over 22,000 of these. 22,000 of what in the U.S. of A? In the United States, over 22,000 of these for two tickets to OneFest, courtesy of your local A&W restaurants.
Okay, tell you what, guesses have run out for now. So how about a new song, brand new, never played on WWIB before, from Ann Wilson, who's coming to OneFest, and we can't wait to see her. The opening day at 7 at night, just ahead of Jeremy Camp, Ann Wilson, former New Artist of the Year. Her new one right now called Scatter On With. Tuesday Trivia, round two on this June 18th.
We are giving away two tickets to OneFest 2024. Yes, you heard that correctly. Two tickets to OneFest August 2nd through the 4th in Kadant. We're hooking you up with parking as well. And this giveaway courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Kadant, and their new location in Colby. Thank you, A&W. The question is as follows. There are over 22,000 of these in the U.S. There are over 22,000 of what in the United States? 715-723-2555 is the number to call. 723-2555. Over 22,000 of these in the United States. We've heard from Prentice, Rice Lake, Ladysmith, Bloomer. Where will we hear from next? You're on Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show.
And Caleb, we had some great guesses the first time through.
Yeah, again, it's not helicopters. It's not electric car charging stations. It's not A&W restaurant locations. It's not e-bikes. Over 22,000 of what in the United States? 715-723-2555 for the chance to win your way into OneFest 2024.
All right, then we usually ask, what's your name, where are you calling from? I think this is Mike in La Crosse. Am I right?
Yep, you're right.
All right.
Mike, we're rooting for you.
What do you think, Mike?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Is it McDonald's locations? 22,000 of them in the United States.
Is Mike going to win two tickets to OneFest? Sorry, Mike.
Call us back, though. No penalty for wrong guesses. You can keep on calling back as many times as you can get through. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Julie from Oliva.
Hi, Julie.
And hi, I haven't listened to the whole contest, so I might be re-guessing something, but I was going to guess water parks.
Water parks,
is
yeah.
Is it water parks?
There are a lot of them, and Noah's Ark among the biggest, if not the biggest. Could that be it? Sorry, Julie.
Thank you for calling from Oliva, and congratulations to the Oliva Strum Cardinals, by the way. I was gone last week, winning state in baseball. Great job, young men.
A water park would be great today.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Going to hit close to 90. Over 22,000 of what in the United States for two tickets to OneFest 2024.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Charlie from Hayward.
Hey, Charlie, what do you think?
Yeah, is it a species of fish?
Oh.
Species of 22,000, over 22,000 species of fish in the good old U.S. of A. Could that be it?
Some great fishing up in Hayward, though.
Yeah. What is the museum?
Yes, it is.
Is it the Muskie Hall of Fame or something like that?
Yep, the Fishing Hall of Fame Museum is in Hayward, correct?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Charlie.
Good memory. Well, Charlie, call us back. 715-723-2555. Charlie wins the North Award.
Yeah.
The northernmost caller so far. Again, we've heard from all over the WIB listening area because everybody wants to go to OneFest and wants to go for free. Why not?
Yeah. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Nick from Black River Falls.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, is it Subway's?
Subway. We're going to keep guessing restaurant chains. If it wasn't A&W and McDonald's, could it be Subway? Sorry, Nick.
Thank you for calling from Black River Falls, 715-723-2555. There are over 22,000 of these in the United States. What are we talking about?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ari from Duran.
Hi, Ari.
Hi there. Is it VRBOs?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the Verbos. I mean, and again, lots of places are choosing that rather than the hotel saying, hey, I'm going to rent that kind of like an Airbnb or Vrbo. Is that what we're looking for?
Could that be it? It's not it.
I've stayed in one, though, before, and it worked out very well.
Now,
yeah,
I'm
that's what we did for our honeymoon.
Airbnbs. What's a VRBO? Well,
so Vrbo or VRBO, yeah. It's just, again, people rent out like their vacation home, their second home, like we stayed in a little bungalow out in California. It worked out really well. So there's their free pitch.
I talked with some WIB listeners who stayed at an Airbnb in Baraboo just yesterday. So. What a morning it has been. We've had four new songs gaining their first airplay on WIB. And two tries at Tuesday Trivia for the Para One Fest tickets, and we're going to give it a third go here.
Yeah, it just goes to show why you should never miss a minute of the WIB Wake Up Show, or keep it on WWIB all day long. Again, you can always listen at WWIB.com on your phone or computer. Take us wherever you might be. And today, for Tuesday Trivia, we have a great prize, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy's, Spencer, Altoona, Cadott, and their new one in Colby. We're giving you two tickets to OneFest 2024, August 2nd through the 4th in Cadott, along with paying for your parking as well. So thank you, A&W, for providing that prize. There are over 22,000 of what in the United States? That is our query here for Tuesday Trivia. There are over 22,000 of these in the U.S. What could it be? 715-723-2555. And Havel, we've just had such a huge cross-section of the WIB listening area calling in trying to win these OneFest tickets today. I mean, there's a high value on these. And of course, who doesn't want to go to OneFest and see almost all of your favorite Christian artists in one place?
Absolutely. And so lots of people want to guess this. Again, we've had fantastic answers from helicopters to e-bikes and many others. And we welcome more of your tries here at 723-2555. And we usually begin by asking, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Go ahead.
Rose from Phillips. And I'll tell you, when you work, it's really hard to keep up with the answers, but I'm going to take a stab and say nail salons.
Nail salons. That's no a one's great guessed guess. That yet, Rose. That's, is it nail salons?
That's a great try, but that's not it.
Thank you, Rose. Good to hear from Phillips. First time we've heard from Phillips.
Keep those calls coming. 723-2555. Any hints, Caleb?
There are over 22,000 of these in the United States. I feel like we're probably going to save a hint till tomorrow morning if we get that far. But maybe someone will solve it right here, right now.
I've got a hint in mind, so I will confer with you then after. But 723-2555, 723-2555. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Lori Peterson from Turtle Lake.
All right, Lori.
How about hiking the Grand Canyon?
Ah. 22,000 people, you think, a year hike the Grand Canyon.
Okay, sure. Right.
Could that been there a couple of times? Love it. Fantastic.
Beautiful.
It's not it, though.
Not what we're looking for, but good to hear from Turtle Lake. There are over 22,000 of these in the United States. 22,000 what in the U.S.?
Again, the guess is a little bit slow at this time.
Some of the things we've heard so far, it's not helicopters, it's not electric car charging stations, it's not A&W restaurant locations, it's not e-bikes, it's not McDonald's locations, it's not water parks, it's not species of fish, it's not Subway locations. People were kind of on a restaurant kick for a while. Mm-hmm. It's not VRBOs or Vrbo's, it's not nail salons, it's not hikers in the Grand Canyon. Over 22,000 of these in the United States. What could it be for two tickets to OneFest 2024, along with parking courtesy of A&W.
All right. We've got another try. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Al from Withy.
Hey, Al, what do you think?
I'm just going to guess synagogue.
Synagogue. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Could that possibly be it? Al was one of our Culver's winners yesterday. Could it be the winner of OneFest tickets today from A&W? Not it. Sorry.
715-723-2555, 723-2555, the number to call to guess for these two OneFest tickets and parking.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori Peterson from Turtle Lake again.
All right, Lori.
How about supper clubs?
Supper clubs. There's a lot of those
Wisconsin
in Wisconsin.
Would account for a lot of them, right. Yes.
But could that be it? It's not it.
Not supper clubs. Thank you, Lori from Turtle Lake. 715-723-2555. Can we get Tuesday trivia solved on a Tuesday? Three more chances, as Alva says.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike Webb from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mike, get the right answer. What is it?
Cities in America.
Cities in America. Could that be it?
22,000 cities.
Sorry.
Two more guesses, 715-723-2555. Two more chances to win your way into OneFest this morning.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Hi, Vicky. What do you think?
How about mopeds?
Mopeds. Oh, yeah. If it's not e-bikes and such and charging stations, could it be mopeds? That's not it.
It's not mopeds. One more guess for this giveaway courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants.
All right, I'm hearing Kenny Loggins. This is it. This is your final chance. What do you think? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Lady.
All right. All right, John.
Okay, how about flower shops?
Flower shops.
Could that be it? And John telling us earlier, we asked because it's Paul McCartney's 82nd birthday. I said, what's your favorite Beatles song? He said, Silly Love Songs. Could he be the winner with Flower Shops. That's not it. Sorry, John.
All right, we're going to bring this back for Win It Wednesday, Tuesday Trivia. Great guesses, everyone.
Yeah,
great tries, and love the participation from all over Western and Central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of One Fest, Jeremy Camp going to wind down the show with his latest tune. He'll be at One Fest, the Friday night headliner, August 2nd.